This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I have a question. Are you making room for God's extra? This holiday season, I've been talking about the importance of giving, and not as much commercially, but giving on a more spiritual level. Giving such as the gift of love and compassion to a person in need, giving the invitation to Christ, and above all, remembering to give God the glory. Trust me, when you put God first and give to others from the depths of your heart, you should begin to make room for God's abundant blessings. And when I look to the scriptures, both in the Old Testament and in the New, I see that God has a pattern of blessing his people abundantly. For example, look at the feeding of the 5,000 and the feeding of the 4,000. These events occurred both at the last minute, yet there was enough food to feed everyone. In fact, there were leftovers in both instances. Look at the case of Hannah that we often discuss. Hannah only prayed for one son, yet God would bless her with multiple children, both sons and daughters. So through these instances, we see that it is the natural inclination of God to want to bless his children abundantly. And the words I use to remind myself of this are, "And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others." 2 Corinthians 9:8. So share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So this holiday season, begin to make room for God's abundant blessings.